Yeah, ended up being a obviously going into overtime, the 1-1 tie. You scored the goal. You're kind of the you need a nickname, honestly. I was thinking of like the mortar, because you take these long cannon shots from 40, 50 yards out, and they were right on goal. You've kind of been that, filled that role for the Braves. But you know, Mason, one thing for our listeners who aren't familiar with some of the things that you have to deal with on a daily basis, kind of you were born without the ability to hear, correct?
Yep.
So kind of walk us through how this has been, how this has affected your life, and how you've been able to kind of work through this and be a standout varsity athlete with this.
So we found out that I was deaf at like 1 year old, and I've just been going to school since then. And I got hearing aids, and then I got my first cochlear implant at 5, and then the other when I was 8. Yeah, so I've just been going through speech therapy since I was 1, learned how to talk, and just been going to school full time since then. So lots of schooling, and I've just learned to work hard and just have to struggle. But like, I just have good parents that just support me and help me whenever I need.
Mason, tell us what kind of device these hearing aids, is it an aid or an implant? Kind of tell us what this is. Is it something that you take in and out? Is it like a traditional hearing aid that we kind of see on the television commercials? What is it actually that it is?
So at first I wore hearing aids when I was little, but then I'm profoundly deaf now, so they had to upgrade to an implant. So they actually had to go in and do surgery and put this magnet in there that sends signals, and then I have an external processor that just takes in information and just sends it down into my brain. So yeah, and it's removable, so I sleep very good at night when I take them out. So
the magnets, like I said, they so like in terms of contact, for example, if you know, I guess if you got hit just the right way, they would just kind of click off. They wouldn't, you know, am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah. They'll just fall off, and I can just easily put it back on.
Mason, how old were you when you had that surgery with the implants?
5 and 8.
Okay. So you've kind of grown up with this then. What were some of the maybe unique challenges that came up along the way growing up with these implants?
Hearing, I guess. No, sometimes it's hard to hear, but I read lips very good, so I just make sure I'm in view with people and just read their lips, and it all works out.
Well, you can't see our lips, so obviously they're working. Yes, yeah. It's amazing. It really is.
I was thinking about this. I was just telling Duke this off the air. This is a miracle of modern science right now that we're able to have a conversation with you over the phone like this. I'm amazed by it. The other thing I'm amazed by, Mason, is you are a standout varsity athlete in multiple sports. You've played in high school. You were an all-state soccer selection last year. The Braves had a great finish to last year's season. You also played football through your junior season and did very well there as well. And I guess I'm always amazed at with these implants and being able to handle that type of impact and physicality that it requires from the positions that you played. Can you kind of talk about that?
It's just expected of me just to go out and perform like Noah, like I'm just like any other kid, and I'm just an athlete.
Do they ever break? Let's ask that.
Sometimes, but I can easily get them replaced, and yeah, I guess in football, the school got me a special custom helmet that allowed me to wear them, which was the first time playing football hearing, which was very interesting, because in middle school I just played completely deaf. So it was very interesting.
So what? Remind us what position you play, Mason.
In football,
yeah.
I play guard and D-end.
Okay, so would you, like in the huddle, would you just have to read the quarterback's lips to get the play?
Yeah, the quarterback had the play calling on his arm, and then he'd just show me what play it was, and then I'd just go down and get set up.
Now, one thing I've also noticed, you have a kind of a signature headband that you wear that kind of helps, I'm assuming, kind of covers up the different corners of the implants during the soccer match. But, yeah, you're a huge part of what the Braves try and do, especially on, you know, free kicks and things like that, including the goal last night, which let's talk about that. That was a free kick from either the 40 or the 45, and then, of course, the goal was at the back of the end zone. So you're talking like a 50-yard goal. That's got to be thrilling to put one of those in.
Yeah, I was so happy because in Evanston this last Tuesday, I had a similar kick like that, and it smacked off the top of the crossbar. So I just knew I had to put one in today or last night, and I'm just so glad it went down instead of up. And, yeah, I've just been kicking those shots for – as long as I can remember, like in youth league, I'd be pounding those things from way out.
Speaking with Mason Brown this morning, a student athlete at Star Valley High School, All-State soccer player from last season with the Braves this season. So, Mason, let's talk more about your soccer team and your teammates of the program this year. What do you feel good about with this team that you're playing on, and what are some of the things you guys are working on?
I think the best thing is that nobody's selfish. Like, we're all like helping each other score goals, and we're all working and communicating, and I just love that about us. And like last night, we were playing 10v11, and we just had to hold together, and like, we need to play with some heart, and yeah, just we're gonna
Well, Mason, you've obviously overcome a lot and continue to finish up your high school career, which is, you've only got about a month left of school, which has got to be kind of a surreal feeling. I think a lot of people know how that feels, but what are some of your goals and aspirations after high school? What are some things that that you'd like to accomplish?
I'm planning on attending BYU this fall, and I want to go into a major in biology and just go into pre-med and just become a doctor, follow my dad's footsteps.
Awesome. That's Mason Brown this morning, again, student athlete with Star Valley High School. Mason, just a final question here. When you look back over your time growing up with these hearing aids and these implants and kind of unique struggles, what advice would you have for anyone, any other kid out there who's growing up and maybe has some sort of physical impairment, physical disability, whatever it may be? What advice do you give those kids growing up?
Just keep working. Don't give up. Your disability doesn't define you. It's your actions and just your effort. You just got to keep going.
Well said. Mason Brown, Star Valley High School. Mason, thanks for your time this morning. It was a pleasure.